Hey, look, it's Manon. You're on screen. Just kidding. Hi, welcome to the Sclerosun Podcast. This is episode 4. Happy Friday, and I hope you guys are all staying home, staying safe. I know there's a lot of fires going out, so if you do have lung issues, please stay inside as much as possible. And if there are warnings are there, just, you know, preempt it. You know, if they're at get, if they're at ready, you're at set. If they're at go, you should be gone by then already too. My name's Emmanuel Muda. I am the Community Development Manager here at the Scleroderma Foundation Southern California Chapter. We're just going to do the show really quick because we have some announcements. We don't have guests except for one of my guests coming up, but she's cool because she's staff. So just a few announcements. The virtual walk, we were supposed to make our announcements today of all the awardees, but we have decided to extend the fundraising campaign for the SoCal virtual walk so we can, you can walk some more. So it'll be going on until November 30th. So please, if you have a team, you can still continue to fundraise. But we do want to recognize some people, and you can see the tally on screen. Basically, right now, the team that's in the lead, taking the lead, is Team Susan. Team Susan, Susan Acuno, is taking the lead, and she's at $13,875, followed up by Team Helen with $10,600. And right behind her is Sailor Strolish with exactly $8,000. So keep up the good work. I mean, wow. I mean, thank you all for so much for all the fundraising and all the support, and it's just wonderful to see it come back. Even though we're not really walking together, that we can still do this virtual walk, and you know, it's great that we can now reach out to people that don't have to attend. They can just do it online. They don't need to walk 5K. They can just show up and donate online. So it's a good thing. So also, we want to recognize the individual fundraisers that are up right now. Of course, Susan Acuno, Leia Seiler, and our very own Tina Berger, who's raised over $2,000 for the virtual walk. So great job, Tina. Round of applause. I wish I put a sound effect applause here so everybody can see that. And of course, our top donors, Sol and Tina Waxman from the Waxman Foundation. Thank you guys again for always supporting the foundation. And Dale and Ayako Okuno, and our very own Dr. Philip Clements. So thank you guys again for donating and always supporting, whether it's a real walk or a virtual walk. And come November, at the end of November, when we start our Giving Tuesday campaign, we're going to announce all the winners. So stay tuned for that. So you have till November to still build up, to still even register if you want. If you don't have a team and you're like, oh man, I missed the virtual walk, well, you can go ahead and do that. I'm going to repost the 4-hour long telethon for you guys to watch if you guys missed all the entertainment. So that's going to happen probably in the next couple of weeks to get you guys back into the walking mood while you're still inside. Also, let me put this up right now. We still have masks available. So if you have, if you want to be supportive and you want to protect yourself as well too, we have our official Scleroderma Foundation masks. All you have to do is go to www.scleroderma.org/SoCalMasks. They're only $10 a piece, but if you show proof via email, send me a picture or a screen capture that you are supporting the Scleroderma Foundation Southern California Chapter through your Ralph's Community Rewards Program, all you have to do is go to ralphs.com, log in, and then say that you, and then click on Ralph's Community Rewards and look for the Scleroderma Foundation Southern California Chapter. Then every time you put in your phone number or you swipe your rewards card, we get a percentage of the sales, but you still save and you still keep all your points, so you don't need to worry about that. It's just a good passive way to help us out. And if you do that and you show us proof, you get free shipping. All right. All you have to do is email the email on the website to show your screenshot, and then we'll give you a coupon code and you get free shipping. It's really, really that easy. Of course, we also have Amazon Smile. So if you, I know we know that everybody's inside and everybody's ordering from Amazon. I know I have packages every single day showing up. So you can also look for the Scleroderma Foundation Southern California chapter on Amazon Smile so you can support while you shop. All right. So you can be active in supporting, or you can just do it passively. It's a great deal. Next, we also have, I know there's a ton of things that are happening. Our Key to Cure Gala Fund. Since we're not doing a gala this year, we've created a way for you to donate, and that's to keytoacure.org. Hit the donate button. If it doesn't work, we're working on it. We're working on the national level or the national side of it to be able to take donations. But you can also mail in checks. You can also call in the office. There's always somebody in the office to take your phone calls. So you can make your donations that way to our Key to a Cure Gala Fund. All right. Also, let's see, what else do we have on our lineup? Tomorrow, if you're watching this on Friday the 25th, on the 26th at 10:30 in the morning, we have our joint support group. So if you've never been to a support group meeting, this would be a great chance for you to join. If you're on their Facebook, look into our events and you'll see the Zoom link there to register. So please register, and then you'll get the link to our actual support group meeting. And this one's going to be special because we have the world famous Elaine First speaking, and she's going to be talking a little bit of something that we all really need. We talk about physical health a lot, but we need to talk about mental health. So the topic is called Navigating the Rough Waters of Today. Families can be strong vessels. So please join tomorrow at 10:30 to 12:30 for a joint support group with our special guest speaker, Elaine First. All right. So I already gave the reminders for Ralphs and Amazon, and that all ties into things that we're doing. And I want to bring up a special guest. Well, she's not really a guest. She's more like, part of the team, part of the crew. And I'm going to bring her in right now. Hello, Manon.
Hey.
Hey, welcome. Hold on. I got to make sure your name's up. Boom. Manon Strickland. You can see it right there. How are you? So Manon's been great because she's been taking over some of the social media. So if you're going to see more posts, so I post, she posts, now you get twice the posts. So we're gonna have an entertaining set of social media posts, I guess. So how you feeling, Manon?
I feel good. So in case you don't know me, I'm the office manager. I've been around since about mid-May. And so yeah, I'm out there. I'm on Instagram. I'm posting stories for us. I'm on Twitter. I'm liking your posts. I'm responding to your posts and being a little bit sassy. So yeah, you're going to see me around. And yeah, I'm happy to be here. Glad to be talking to you all.
So our social media just got a little sassier.
A little spicier.
A little pumpkin spicy. it's that season. It's fall, guys. Welcome to fall. Mm-hmm. We made it to fall. Yes,
we sure did.
It's a good time to celebrate the fact that we have three more months, and I can't wait till 2021. It's gonna be fun. All right, so well, I invited her here because she's been helping out a lot in getting our Bark for a Cure campaign going and getting people to register. So our goal is 10,000, and I'm gonna put it up on the screen right now that we have. We're like more than a tenth over our way to the goal, and we're only a week in. So this is awesome. Cool. So let's see. We have a full calendar of entries, right? And I see some really good entries. Yeah. So what we're gonna do is, because we have 12 already, we're gonna go through each entry and talk about it. Is that okay with you, Manon? You're all for that?
I'm so ready for that.
You're so ready for it. All right, I'm gonna move the screen aside a little bit so people can see the entries. It's it's something fun, right? And if you're watching, say hello, comment below. I would say subscribe, but you can do that with on Apple Podcasts, on Anchor.fm, Spotify, and you get to hear this on the following Wednesday when I upload it and distribute it. So oh look, we got a lot of people watching. Helen Fuller, hi Brittany, the world famous. Oh yeah, speaking of Brittany, her dog's in the lead right now. Her dogs, both dogs. So we're gonna go through each one. Should we start from 12?
Okay, Brittany.
12 and up. We'll start with 12.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So on the leaderboard we have Natural Mystic 8. Ooh. So what's this,
well, this
dog?
This is a new entry, guys.
Oh, your internet slowed down. Where'd you go, Manon? You still there?
In mine. Oh, can you not hear me?
Yeah, you slow. You did
Hello?
The whole. Yeah. All right, you're back. You're
oh,
back.
Oh, I got really slow.
Yeah.
Was it cool?
Yeah.
Did it look good?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
So, on social media, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and tag us. I like to post each of your dogs, or in there is one cat as well. Spoiler alert. I like to post them all on our Instagram story. Go ahead and tag us, and I'll give you a shout out. I like to keep you guys engaged on social media. I like to give you shout outs. So, yeah, let me know if your handle is on there so I can give you shout outs. But, yeah, this is our newest entry. So it probably doesn't have that many votes yet. I think what last I checked, it was like 5 votes.
I believe so. 5 yeah. votes.
Okay. So guys, go give this entry some love. It needs it. It's brand new. So it's $1 a vote. Go get your wallets out. Donate $1. Make it happen.
Ooh, look at, here's is this another new one?
Which one?
Denver, the Viking dog.
No, Denver. Okay, so Denver's been around for a hot second, and Denver's really cute. Like, Denver's the kind of dog that he's a Viking, so he's like fierce, but he's also like really cute and probably would like hang out with you and like eat snacks with you. So
definitely looks really friendly. So I think we need to describe these costumes. We need to describe these costumes because some of our people don't watch. They just listen. So what's Denver wearing right now?
Like, if you like a friendly dog with some blonde locks. Okay, so Denver has a Viking hat with blonde braids. He's killing it. He looks amazing. Okay, so if you're into that, if you like blondes, if you think blondes have more fun, if you like a little Viking in your life, vote for Denver. Definitely good choice. Denver's not getting enough love right now. I mean, I'm disappointed in the lack of love for Denver. So definitely go out there and give Denver some love, guys.
All right. Our next contestant, we have... Ooh, Jackie the Dinosaur.
Okay, guys. Jackie the Dinosaur. Now, here's the deal. Jackie and I low-key grew up together. He is my sister's dog. So he's originally from Kansas, but now he lives in Missouri, and he is a Stegosaurus. Like, not only is he dressed as a Stegosaurus, but he's kind of like actually a Stegosaurus. He's like a beast. He's like a giant dog.
He's a big dog. I think the connection.
Yeah, he's really fun fact about Jackie. He really likes to put his paws in water. So, oh, did you lose me again?
Yeah.
What's going on with this?
Yeah, I know. You just slow down a little bit.
Am I back?
Oh no, you're back. It's a little glitchy, but
okay.
What can you do? Everybody's okay. On the internet at this time.
My fun fact for Jackie is he loves to put his paws in his water bowl. So, I don't know what that's about. Maybe he just really likes clean paws. Well, you know what? That's a good PSA. In the era of coronavirus, wash your paws, guys. And also, if you have a fun fact about your pet that you entered hit me up. Hit me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Let me know your fun facts. I'm all about your pet's fun facts.
And on Instagram, it's Instagram Scleroderma SoCal. So follow that. And then Sclero SoCal on Twitter. And Facebook, you're already on it. Scleroderma SoCal. All right. Next contestant, we're going to go through all of these real quick. A cat. We finally got a cat.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So this cat is wearing a sombrero and like a cute little poncho. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Is
I believe that's a poncho.
Okay. I just want to like make sure. Like a stripy Mexican poncho. Anyway, he looks real cute. I also don't think that he's getting the love he deserves. So, you know, if you like all things sombreros, please go give this cat some love. And it's the only cat in the competition. So we have all other dogs. Oh, by the way, I would like to throw in that if you have a pig, a goat, a chicken, we would love to see some more variety in our pets. This is not just a dog contest, guys. So submit them all.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out how to put a costume on our hamster. It's difficult. Oh, who's this
one?
You
know, yeah, you're going to have to be quick with it.
All right. Do you see the picture?
I don't. Who do we have?
Honey Bunny Aileen.
Hi, Honey Bunny Aileen. Okay. So this is little baby Aileen. And she's wearing little bunny ears. And she's just the cutest little cuddly thing. And she's also a newer entry. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. So she's a Southern Belle. And she's just the sweetest little thing, guys. She's not super bright, you know, not the sharpest tool in the shed, but like the sweetest dog you'll ever meet. So go show her some love too. Who do we got next, Emmanuel?
Oh, we got Super Charlie. Loves Wonder Leia. Oh. Charlie, okay. And Leia.
Super Charlie and Wonder Leia. Yes. So these pups have definitely not been getting the attention they deserve. Their mama has been like spreading all the word about them on social media, but people are just not following through like they should be. So definitely go give them some love because they're dressed up as Wonder Woman and Superman, and it is so cute. Like, this is a double duo, so it's like a 2-for-1. And I mean, this is gonna sound corny, but it's super, guys. It's super.
So just a recap, it's $25 to enter your pet. It's $1 a vote. So I mean, literally for 5 cups of coffee, or sorry, for a cup of coffee, you can put in 5 votes, and help the foundation out. And we're trying to raise funds where we don't have events anymore. This was actually gonna be our Valley Walk. We were gonna do a costume contest for our Valley Walk, and you know, we got shut down literally 4 weeks before it was supposed to happen. So this is the perfect time to do it during Halloween. So a couple of announcements before we move on, because we're at the halfway point of our pets, is that we've extended it because we know a lot of your pets are not going to have any costumes until Halloween. So we are entering, the last day to enter is November 1st. So get those pictures of your dogs or your cats or goats, pigs, hamsters, whatever, in costumes by 7:30 p.m. Pacific on November 1st, day after Halloween, because I'm sure you're going to be dressing them up, because if you're not trick-or-treating, you got to be trick-or-treating at home. And we're going to keep the voting on until 11/6, so November 6th, we're going to have our Sclerosun podcast to announce all the winners. And the prizes are actually pretty great. You get to be featured in our 2021 Sclerosun newsletter, winter newsletter. Also featured, of course, in our podcast on the 6th, November 6th. The top 13 pictures will be featured on our 2021 Bar for a Cure calendar, our official Scleroderma Foundation Southern California calendar. The winner is also going to be featured on the Voice magazine from the Sclerotinia Foundation National. And you can pre-order your calendars for $20 on November 7th. It goes up to 25. So you can support by ordering your calendars, and you can also reserve a day for $10. I believe, yeah, I think it's $10 to reserve a day. So on the calendar itself, it'll say, you know, Poochie's birthday or your kid's birthday. So you can actually have it printed on the calendar already. All right, or your dog kid, or I don't know how they call that.
Fur baby.
That's it. There fur baby. Go. All right, number six. Ew, this one's from you, Mr. James. That's a fancy ladybug.
Okay, so I think the name kind of describes it, but this is my sweet Mr. James. He's no longer with us, but he was too cute not to share with you. And he's actually wearing a human toddler ladybug outfit that I bought at Walgreens for, like, myself, and then was like, maybe I should put it on Mr. James. And he looks really cute in it. So
I can just read them. Come on, Mom. Really?
Yeah. Really? I mean, Mr. James, he was not the kind of dog who, like, played with toys or anything. Where, like, when someone came to the door, you know how most dogs, like, run and they'll, like, bark and, like, they're all excited and jumping around. No, Mr. James would just, like, glare at you and, like, walk away.
Oh, and Mr.
That
James
was part of his charm, you know?
He was a cat in the dog's body.
Yes, that's why he was so great. Love Mr. James.
All right. Oh, Scrappy the Biker. 90 votes for Scrappy the Biker. I know okay. Who this one is. This is... Alejandra's.
This is Alejandra's. And Scrappy the Biker is a rough and tough biker dog. He's wearing a leather vest, which, you know, not a lot of dogs, I think, can pull off leather. But Scrappy really does pull it off. And, you know, he's been climbing in the votes. And, you know, Scrappy is actually the one who took us over that $1,000 threshold.
Wow.
So, really special place in my heart for Scrappy. Go give him some votes. I hope that you all are going and checking these out and voting for your favorites.
Oh my gosh, this is just timely. It's Notorious Sasha in her RBG outfit.
Yes. Wow. Okay, so this one's very topical. So I think that you guys all know that RBG passed away, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And so we have Sasha dressed up as RBG, and it is quite literally the cutest thing. She is rocking that lace collar. She looks amazing. I mean, I don't know how you cannot love this outfit. So, Notorious Sasha, I mean... I had to go give her votes myself, even against
If you can't vote, you can definitely share it on, you know, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter. Just get the word out. I mean, these are the pictures you look for while you're scrolling through your Facebook, and you just stop and you share it yourself. So why not share it and help a good cause? All right, let's see. We're running out of time, so we're gonna keep moving on to number three. Bo the Gate. Oh, that's Andrew's dog.
Yeah, I think we all know. Okay. I think we all know that all these votes are from Andrew. Not that Bo doesn't look great, but Bo is, if you don't know, he's a miniature greyhound. So he's like real tiny and he's dressed up as a gator. But I have to say, I don't think he's really scary.
No.
What do you think?
No, that's too cute to be scary.
Cute, yes. Scary, no. But yeah.
That's hilarious.
So far, I think, you know, he's got a lot of votes, but they're from one person. So maybe go throw a boat.
go help him out. Go help him out. All right. In second place right now is Christine Haddad's. That's just cute.
This is real cute.
This
pupper is dressed up as Little Mermaid. And guys, you really need to just go look at it because it's going to melt your heart. It's so cute. You gotta go look at it.
You gotta hit like or add a comment on that one. Share that one, definitely, for sure. And right so now, good. In the lead, this pair, I swear. Look at them. Look at them. Welcome to the Gurkhas.
So this one's a very ferocious little lion. I mean, small but mighty, guys. And the ringmaster. And I gotta say, like, she captured the perfect moment because you really buy into it. And I think that reflects in the number of votes, because that little lion's face, like, he's roaring at you for sure.
This is Brittany Rudy Morris's entry, and she was one of our guests a month ago, and she was really excited when she heard about this. And yeah, that's why she's leading 300 votes.
She grabbed that lead early.
Yeah, she's kept that. Mm-hmm. So if you want to support Brittany's pups right there, go ahead and vote for them. So once again, this is the Bark for a Cure pet costume photo contest for Halloween. It's definitely the season for it. Dress your pets, whatever they are. We're still trying to figure out a hamster, and then I have a couple of glowfishes that that's not gonna work. But we're gonna try Photoshop. No, don't Photoshopping. They have to wear the costume. Seriously, if you Photoshop it, yeah, we actually can like then disapprove your photos if it's not kosher. But if anything, I mean, look at the samples on the banner itself. You have a cat with a lobster, and that's a costume in itself.
Lobster cat.
Obviously.
Come on, Emmanuel. Get with it. This is why I'm in charge of the social media.
Right. And so, and we definitely want to help promote, you know, scleroderma, but through our pets. And a lot of times that's what we have to lean on, and there are things within pets that give therapy to a lot of our patients as well too, so we just want to honor that as well too. But we have a goal of $10,000. We hope to make this goal. This will go on until Halloween, till a week past Halloween for voting. And so please participate. So with that said, thank you, Manon, for stopping by and kicking it with me for this really short podcast. And thank you for taking over some of the social media. I mean, definitely a lot more sassier now. And let
That's
me see.
That's right. That's what I'm here for. Yeah. And like I said, everyone, tag us, shout out to us. I love to give you guys shout outs in our stories and stuff. So feel free to shoot me a message and, you know, tag us. I want to give you guys all the free publicity I can. I want to make all of your pets stars. So hit us up.
Thank you, Manon. All right. So once again, tomorrow we have a joint support group meeting. So if you are a member of any of our support groups, please join in. Look into our events page on Facebook for the joint support group meeting with the guest speaker, Elaine First. Or you can go to our website, www.scleroderma.org/SoCal, or you can even shorten it and just go to sclerosocal.org as well too. Please subscribe to our lovely little podcast on anchor.fm. On anchor.fm, you can also support from 99 cents a month all the way up to $15 a month. That's if you'd like to support that way. And we have several things happening all the time, so stay tuned on our social media. Follow us on Twitter at SclerosoCal, on Instagram at SclerodermaSoCal, and on Facebook SclerodermaSoCal, and of course our website sclerosocal.org or scleroderma.org/SoCal. We have so many things coming up, and we hope that you can join us then. So thank you guys again for watching and or listening right now, and we hope to see you in a couple of weeks, and we hope to see you tomorrow for our joint group session. All right, thank you guys, bye.